So we're still in the middle of Eov's speech, and this was Eov's case against God, right? That was where we had started. So he says as follows: Adam yilud isha ktsaria mimusva rogas. Man that is born of woman is of few days and full of trouble. I also have Alter's translation now that someone donated it. Right, so what? Right, so what's right? What's his point of that? Right. Right. So again, this is part of it's not fair. Right, it doesn't make any sense. Meaning, so look, there are different ways of taking it. One is it's not worth it. Like, why are you attacking us? Like attacking a bug, right? It's just not just. The other is he's weak, so of course he's going to sin, but it's not his fault, right? So Rikara points at both of those. The Rikara further says it's also that it's doubly unfair, right? The question is Ktsari Yamim, his life is worthless, or is it minimal worth, and therefore it's not worth fighting him, right? Or is it life is unfair because it's short and miserable, right? It's nasty, brutish, and short, right? As it would go. Right, and the Malbim says, right, that it's, look, it's the he's sketching out his life. He says he starts from, you know, a putrid, you know, when it's, you know, the egg is fertilized, and you know, the blood and all that, and then, you know, he dies, and in the middle it's just miserable, right? Like no matter how you look at it, it's miserable. Fine. Kitzitz yatzav vayimal vayvrach katzel v'lo yamod. Right, he comes forth like a altar is much more poetic. Right, like a blossom, he comes forth and withers and flees like a shadow. He will not stay. Okay, Ralbag here writes like 20 pages. He says afal zepa kachta inecha votita v'mishparimach. And yet, for this thing, you pay attention. Right. And me, you bring in judgment. Right, meaning, right. Once we've established that man is ephemeral, so why, how can you exact your justice on him? Right, the Malbim Kidarko says specifically, it's not fair that you seem to apply hashgacha pratit to man, but only for bad, right? Like we're not that different from animals, right? We're right. Hashgacha pratit would imply that we're special, but like we're not, and yet you treat us as special, right? Mi yitain tahor mi tamei lo echad. Now this is a very famous pasuk, right? Is who can bring, even though no one knows what it means, but who can bring the pure out of the pure out of impure, or impure out of pure? Wait, what did I just read? Yeah, the pure from impure, not one, meaning only you. So Rabbi Ezra points to the fact that, yeah, it was like saying we're created for something impure, right? From Zera, from, right? Man comes from that. The Mitzuda David points out, the point is, yeah, is Aval Bria Shvela Kazeh, right? So the previous pasuk he said, right, something so low, you pay attention. He says, so mi din v'chiev sher nolan min atame yitahar kol kach. Right, he says, it's not that. It's not just that you made us something poor. It's not even possible for us to be pure. Only you can bring out purity from impurity. Right now, Midrash Rabbah has a famous line of this. Right, mi tain tar, or maybe only because I've written things on this. Mi tain tar mi tamei. Yeah, it's a famous right. Lo echad. He says kigon Avram miterach. Avram came from Kerach. Chizkia meachaz Yushiyahu meamon. Mordechai mishimi Yisrael meovdei kochavim olam haba meolam hazeh. Mi asa kein mi tziva kein gazer kein lo yechidu sholom. The only one who can do this is God. Which again points to hashgacha, right? Im charutzim yamam misparchad hashavita chukava sita velo yaavor. His days are decreed. The number of his months are with you. The limit you fixed, he can't pass, right? He can only live as long as you want him to. And what is he supposed to do to change that? Right? There's nothing, right? And again, the Malbim goes back to Darko and says, aha, you see that he denies free will, or at least sometimes does, right? That idea of what can he do, right? There's nothing he can do to change it. So he says, I only ask one thing from him. Turn away. Let him die. And he'll finish his life like a hired man. Right? Like, just leave him alone. Right? Rashi says, he's a worker. He just wants his work day to end. Just leave him alone. Right? Just leave him alone. It's not fair what you're doing to him, to me, or any man. Right? Again, Malbim Kidarko says, Ra'ui shidishem alavu dachreichem nazav yedidcha k'duma. Stop taking away his free will. Right? Stop. Right? He said, right? He can't really finish his life as a worker because he's not working because he has no free will. Right? You're controlling everything. Right? It's like sardonic. Will a tree have hope if it's cut down? It'll be right swished, removed, and shoots won't cease. Right, and now, right, Alter summarizes what he goes into now, right? For a tree has hope. Here the poet begins another of his fascinating forays into nature. Though he is, of course, aware that all things in nature eventually perish, he finds in the arboreal realm a strong image of survival that contrasts with the human condition. The cutting down of a part of a trunk of a failing tree in order to allow it to regenerate appears to have been a known procedure in ancient agriculture, right? So he said people, they just die. Trees, nature, it seems like it survives. That's how Alter reads this. Now Malbim reads it. Ata shav leitvakech al sof divrei tzofar shamar sheikar asral tzadikim u'achar amavet. Right? He says no. He's critiquing the notion that reward is after death. So az yesh lo tikva, there'll be reward in olam haba. And he says, no. Only trees can grow after they're dead. Right? But not us. Right, the Malbim says that it's only nature that has second chances. Right, you think we have a second chance because we have the next world. It's like no, in this world things have second chances. Look, nature does, but people don't. That it doesn't work that way. Right, you cut off our arm, it doesn't grow back. Unlike a tree, im yaskin ba'aretz sharshov avar yamut guzo. Right, if the tree becomes old, and it dies, and from the scent of water, it flowers. It puts forth branches like a sapling, right? Meaning a little bit of water, the very scent of water is enough to make the tree blossom, right? It seems like nature, right? No matter what happens to it, it can come back. The gever yamud v'yechelash v'gvadam v'yo. People die, boom. Where are they? Right? Again, Malbim says, yeah, there's no tria, right? He doesn't believe in Olam Haba. Now, Rikimche argues that he says, "Ainu kfirah b'tchira meitim." Ki Yosefer told out ish ain ze b'tivo. Right? The Rikimche says maybe he does believe in Olam Haba. He said it's just not natural. Right? In the natural, God can do it. Right? Rikimche says it's not natural for men to come back. Right? Tchira meitim is natural. God can do it, but remember, he's attacking God. He's saying you can do it, but it's up to you. Right? Az lumayim mina yam. The water runs out of the lake and the river is parched up and it dries up. Right? And yet, but it can fill up again. But man lies down and doesn't rise. Again, is he denying Tchedametim? Until the heavens are no more, the shall not wake, rise out of sleep. So either he's denying Tchedametim or Olam Haba, right? Or he's saying it's just not natural. Right? And he's saying it's up to you. Again, Rikimchi doubles down constantly on saying that he's not denying Tchaira Meitim, he's not denying Tchaira Meitim, though he might be. Mi tain b'shol tatzmineni tasireni atruva pecha tashit lo chok v'tizkareni, right? But a man lies down and will not arise till the sky is no more. He will not awake and he will not rouse from his sleep. Again, sounds like denial to an amatum. Right? Or he's just saying, right, you know, he says, Im yamud gever hayecheh, kol mitzvah vayachel, aboi chalifati, right? If a man would die, can he live again? Again, it sounds like he's, right? It's definitely possible he's denying chayt amatum, but several more of them say, no, he's not. He's just saying that al derech hateva, it can't, all leading up to the end, which is, I hope in you. Right? I mean, the question is, he denying chayt amatum, or is he highlighting that this is all, right, unnatural, so I have to hope on you, and that's what I'm telling you. I'm hoping, I need you to, right, he says, Tikra v'anochi enecha l'maaseh yadecha tichsof, right? I call out to you, right? So this is the Rikimchei. Rav says, again, he's not denying Tehiyah Meitim. He's highlighting how much he depends on God, is that I call out for you, and you will answer me. I hope for you. Ki atat tzadai tizbor lo tishmor l'chadati, right? You count my steps, and you would not keep watch over my offense. Right, and again, the Malbim Kedarko keeps saying that, right, no, you're trying to hurt me. I can't trust that you're going to make things better in the next world because you're hurting me in ways that I clearly don't deserve. Chatum b'tzror pishi v'titpol avonim, right? Crime would be sealed in a packet and you would plaster over my guilt. V'ulam har nofel yibo v'tzror yatakum kol, and yet a falling mountain crumbles and a rock is ripped from his place. Avanim shachakumayim tishtov sificha afar eretz v'ganenosha evadta. Right, water wears away stones, and its surge sweeps up the dust of the earth. In the hope of man, you destroy. You overwhelm him forever, and he goes off. Right, you change his face, you send him away. If his sons go great, he won't know. Right, he'll be dead. But his flesh will still ache upon him, and his own being will mourn for him. Right. So again, the simple pshat here is, as Alter notes, is that he's denying there's any world to come, and therefore things are just terrible. Right? He says, in order to concretize the awful bleakness of death, the poet uses what may be poetic conceit or perhaps the trace of a folk belief. The newly dead, his flesh turned rigid, and then quickly the object of decay experiences a kind of afterimage of life that is nothing but pain. In any event, the idea is clear that the dead man knows nothing of the fate of his offspring in whom he invested so many expectations, and instead locked into the anguish of his own physical extinction. Right? So again, right, the simple pshat, there's no hope. Right? Is that because he thinks that there is no other world? Is it that he says that doesn't matter? Right? What he wants is to see justice in this world. And again, it seems to be contrasted. We does see in certain, you know, that's not really the reality of the natural world. Now the Gemara has an interesting right take on this that the soul is mit'abel for the person for 7 days, right? That even after death, he is some level aware of his pain. Right now, Rasaji gone on this. I do got to run to the bris, but he says, right? I investigate a third sort for those who claim there's no resurrection of the dead other than the next world. This is recorded in scripture. I looked for something that might deny the resurrection of the dead in this world, and found doubts which those who deny this might depend on. I saw fit to cite them here and defeat them. Among them is Eov Yodalin, that a man lies and will not rise, right? So again, some clearly saw that he's denying Chinam Hitin. I examined all of this well and did not find any of them that meant that the Creator said that he will not resurrect the dead. Rather, you say that a person cannot rise from the grave independently, like Rikimchi, after he descends there, and that he cannot shake off the dust and return home. That which is found in these statements is the word of people who plead before the Creator and ask him to have mercy upon them. Now, obviously, this idea of the power of, just last thing, right, the idea of the power of water to erode rock, right, that Avot Rabbi Natan says, right, that was the Rabbi Akiva. That's the pasuk that it quotes, that he looked at it and he said, but of course, that's implying something different. Not that he's contrasting himself with the natural world, but that he's learning from the natural world that if it can happen in the natural world, so obviously it's playing on that. Eov is saying the natural world can regenerate people, I can't, but Rabbi Akiva learned from that pasuk and says, no, 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 learn from the natural world that human beings do have hope. Okay.